The bloody length of wood dropped from his fingers.
"I didn't realize what I'd created with you," Rubra said. The silent voice lacked its usual conviction. Darriot shivered suddenly. His heart was pumping hard.
"Anastasia is mine!"
"Well, she certainly doesn't belong to poor old Merson Columba anymore, and that's a fact." The body had drifted 5 meters downstream. Darriot thought it looked repugnant, sickly white, bloated. "Now what?" he asked sullenly. "I'd better get some house chimps to tidy up, and you'd better make tracks."
"Is that it?"
"I'm not going to punish you for killing a Starbridge, but we're going to have to work on that temper of yours. It can be useful, but only if it's applied properly."
"For the company?"
"Yes, and don't you forget it. Don't worry, you'll improve with age." Darriot turned and walked away from the river. He hiked up out to the valley and spent the afternoon wandering aimlessly around the savannah. His thoughts were glacial. He had killed a man, but there was no remorse, no sense of guilt, no sense of satisfaction, either. He felt nothing, as if the whole incident was an act he'd seen on an AV recording. When the light tube began to dim into brassy twilight, he turned and made his way towards the Starbridge village.
"Where do you think you're going?"
Rubra asked. "She's mine. I love her. I'm going to have her. Tonight, always."
"No. Only I am for always."
"You can't stop me. I don't care about the company. Keep it. I never wanted it. I want Anastasia."
"Don't be a fool."
Darriot detected something then. A strand of emotion wound up with the mental voice. Anxiety. Rubra was worried. "What's happened?"
"Nothing's happened. Go home. It's been a hellish day."
"No."
He tried to use the sensitive cells to show him the village.
Nothing. Rubra was blocking his affinity.
"Go home."
Darriot started running.
"Don't, boy."
It was over a kilometer back to the valley. The pink and yellow grass came up to his waist in places, blades whipping his legs. He reached the brow of the slope and looked down in dismay. The village was packing up, moving on. Half of the teepees were already down, folded into bundles, and put on the carts. Animals were being rounded up. All the fire pits were out. It was a crazy time to be moving. Night was almost here. His sense of calamity redoubled. Darriot sprinted down the steep slope, falling twice, grazing his knees and shins. He didn't care. Faces turned to watch as he dashed towards Anastasia's teepee. He was shouting her name as he shoved the entrance flap aside. The rope had been tied to the apex of the teepee. She must have used a stack of her wicker baskets to stand on. They were scattered all over the floor. Her head was tilted to one side, the rope pressing into her left cheek just behind the ear. She swayed slightly from side to side, the teepee's poles letting out quiet creaks. Darriot stared at her for some immeasurable time. He didn't understand why, not any of it.
"Come on, boy, come on home."
"No, you did this. You made me leave her. She was mine. This would never have happened if you'd stayed out of my life."
Tears were pouring down his cheeks. "I am your life."
"You're not, 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 not."
He closed out the voice, refusing to hear the pleas and threats.
One of the wicker baskets had a piece of paper lying on top. It was weighted down by Anastasia's goatskin bag. Darriot picked it up and read the message she'd written. "Darriot, I know it was you. I know you thought you did it for me. You didn't. You did it because it was what Anstead wanted. He will never allow you an alliance with Thole. I thought I could help you, but I see I can't. I'm not strong enough to defy a realm lord. I'm sorry. I can't see any purpose in staying in this universe any more. I'm going to free my spirit and continue my flight towards God. The Thole stones are my gift to you. Use them, please. You have so many battles to fight. Seeing the future may help you win some. I want you to know I loved you for all the time we were together. Anastasia Rigel." He loosened the thong at the top of the bag and spilled the 6 crystals into the dusty rug. The 5 which were carved with runes landed with a blank face uppermost. He slowly picked them up and threw them again. They came up blank, the empty realm where lost spirits go. Darriot fled the Starbridge village. He never went back. He stopped taking didactic courses, refused to acknowledge Rubra's affinity bond, argued a lot with his mother, and moved into a starscraper apartment of his own at 15.